Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, Shemot Perek Kaf Pasuk Chet, Hadiber Habrevi'i, the fourth commandment. Zachor, remember, at Yom HaShabbat, the day of the Sabbath, Lekadesho, to sanctify it, that is, to regard it as sacred or holy. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadesho, remember the Sabbath day to keep it sacred. Now, Exodus 20, verse 8 is just the opening to the fourth commandment, which actually runs from verse 8 through verse 11. Here's the entire passage. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy or to set it apart as sacred. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your livestock, nor the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that's in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. The Sabbath day begins at sunset on Friday evening and ends Saturday night when 3 stars are visible in the sky. On Shabbat we remember that God created the world and then rested from his labors. Therefore we sanctify the Sabbath day by reciting Genesis chapter 2 verses 1 through 3, which states how God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because he rested from all his work that he had done. The Sabbath day also recalls the double portion of manna that fell from heaven when the Israelites were in the desert, and in general it's regarded as a time of rest and healing in Jewish tradition. One thing I'll just briefly mention is that the Christian idea of Sunday being the Sabbath day is simply incorrect, just as the Christian tradition that regards the Lord's Day as Sunday is also incorrect, since the Lord's Day refers to the day of the Lord, Yom Adonai, which refers to judgment upon the earth at the end of days. The Apostle Paul did enjoin believers to come together on the first day of the week, Yom Rishon, which is Sunday, in order to make a collection for the saints, and he did so undoubtedly because on Sabbath it's forbidden to handle money or to engage in worldly pursuits. For more on that, see the Hebrew for Christians website. I don't have time here to do a full podcast on the meaning of the Sabbath day, though I do want to focus in on the question of what the essence of Sabbath is. And that has to do essentially with two basic concepts. One, Kedushah, which is holiness or being set apart. And two, the idea of Shavat, which is rest or cessation or surrender from everyday activities. And really, you can put both of these together and understand the Sabbath to be a time in which we let go and surrender our earthly concerns and activities and hone in and focus on the things of God in a fuller way. Now, I'm well aware of the Apostle Paul who said that some people regard one day as holy and other people regard other days as holy. And even though he made that statement, undoubtedly he wasn't changing the times or seasons, nor was he saying that the Sabbath day wasn't the Sabbath day. I think Paul was getting at this more basic idea of what surrender really is and how Sabbath represents the rest that we have from our works in order to find God's grace. And in that sense, we do have a Sabbath as the people of God. Yeshua gives us rest from our weariness and labors and gives us peace with God. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's from Matthew's Gospel. By answering the call of Yeshua to come to him, he sets us apart as his beloved and encourages us to walk with him and to experience his healing. Yeshua was the Lord of the Sabbath, of course, and that means that he had the prerogative to do works of healing on that day without violating the law. After all, he's the lawgiver himself. But he taught that doing works of love and helping people on the Sabbath day was genuinely kosher and honors God. And therefore, he took objection to the petty prohibitions that the rabbis devised concerning the Sabbath day. He regarded that as a case of missing the point. So Sabbath is really a time of encountering the sacred, setting apart time in your life to come before God. And therefore every day can be a Sabbath day for you, of course, and it should be. And that's really the deeper idea of Sabbath, surrendering to God's love. However, once a week we are given the invitation to come before God and rest in his love and receive grace from him to walk in a new way of life. Indeed, the Shabbat ceremony on Friday night recalls God as both our Creator and our Redeemer. And it is by virtue of His redemption in Yeshua that we truly are given rest. Rest from our need to be justified in ourselves. Rest from our anxieties and fears of God's displeasure with us. Rest from the fears that we carry within us about our lives and where we're ultimately going. God's redemption in Messiah heals us of those fears and brings us into a place of real peace. Therefore, on the Sabbath day, we lift up the cup of God's salvation and thank Him for Yeshua, the fruit of the vine. And we lift up the challah, representing the manna, and recall Yeshua as the living bread from heaven. Lechem hachayim min hashamayim. Kiddush on Shabbat also recalls Yeshua as the Lamb of God, the one who gave up His body and His blood for our redemption. Communion, therefore, is the retelling of the Passover story of our redemption. It's a mini Passover Seder, if you will, we perform every week. So the idea of Sabbath ultimately comes down to this, surrendering to God's love. That is, trusting that God is your healer and will make all things well for you, that He takes the burden of your works upon Himself and bears those for you and gives you His shalom, His healing love and peace. And by the way, that's the true meaning of Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for listening, friends. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and I wish you all spiritual blessings in Yeshua the Messiah. Blessed be He. Shalom, shalom.